Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I help you?
Yes, I would like to cancel the order that came on my credit, my debit card, and the shipping too, please.
Okay, ma'am. May I have the zip code associated with that account, please?
33881.
All right, give me one brief second, please. And the first and last name, please?
It was Cynthia, and the last name is spelled T-H-R-E-L-K-E-L-D.
All right, Ms. Cynthia, for security purposes, you give me the address associated with that account.
1324 East Lake Cannon Drive, Northwest, Winter Haven, Florida.
Okay. All right, you paid $7.95 on the 23rd of January for a pulse-o-meter?
Yes, and I also had $58 taken out of my debit account that my bank called me about early this morning.
Yes, ma'am. What it was, there was a 48-hour trial period on it, and once you didn't cancel that order within 48 hours, and then they charged you the full price of the product, was a $54.97. I see the $54.97 was actually declined. Have you received the product? Have you received the product as yet?
I have not received the product as yet, and I wouldn't have received it probably in that length of time anyway. And nothing was said about any declining or trying it out or anything.
Yes, ma'am.
It was
the $7.95 for a gift, for the shipping and handling of this item. And then what it did, it automatically enrolled you. If you didn't decline it within the period of 48 hours, then what it did, it charged you the full price of the product.
Why would anybody decline something that someone was going to send them for $7.95?
Well, it was actually free. All you paid was shipping and handling for it, but it was just a promotional for 48 hours. Yes, ma'am.
Well, none of that was mentioned, and I would have never done it, except it came from a store that I use a lot, and it's a family business, and we actually know who owns it. And so that's what threw me off about everything, but my bank explained it all to me this morning.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I'll be more savvy next time. So I would like the $7.95 returned also, and certainly, and the $54 was declined.
Yes, ma'am, it was.
That's when the bank called me.
Yes, ma'am, it's in decline status.
Okay, so they asked me that I should get the $7.95 back too under the circumstances.
Okay. Give me 1 second, and I'll handle that for you, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome.
She's the one that told me. She said, "Are you to tell me how this works?" She said, "I think I can do it exactly what you did." I said, "You." She said, "It was someplace that you shop and you know, and you use coupons from them, and that you're a satisfied customer just like they said you were." And she said, "You." And she said, "Anytime anybody gives you a cash register receipt and it has something on the bottom and they circle it and they say, you can take this survey." They don't know at the cash register what's going to happen. That survey signs you up for all kinds of things.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for holding.
Yes, ma'am.
I have that account canceled for you. That $7.95 will be refunded to you. And
okay,
I can give you the cancellation number. Are you ready for it? Ma'am? customer, are you still there? Ma'am?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. It would be C as in Charlie, and that's 258-794-212.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, and that should show back up in your account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.